The CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Abortion rights supporters in Colorado are protesting a Supreme Court opinion on Roe v. Wade that was leaked yesterday. It suggests justices are poised to overturn the landmark 1973 ruling in the coming months. Wendy Riach was at the state capitol moments ago.
You know, I've had an abortion. Yeah, and I'm glad that I was able to exercise my liberties, my rights to have control of my body and my future.
Anti-abortion rights activists are also at the state capitol right now in support of the leaked court opinion. There have not been any conflicts between the two groups so far. Abortion rights activists are also gathering in Grand Junction in light of the leaked document suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. More than 100 people gathered for that event. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Because this is a majority conservative community and county, people feel they have to make a stand, that they want people to know that not everyone in Grand Junction, not everyone in Mesa County wants to reverse Roe, that is something they very passionately do not want to have happen.
CPR's Weston Slope reporter Stina Sieg. Find reactions to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision as well as what is likely to happen in Colorado if the case is overturned at CPR.org. A bill to ban flavored tobacco products in Colorado cleared a pair of key votes today. The bill limits consumption of tobacco through flavored cigarettes and vaping products. Backers say companies use flavors to target young Coloradans and those in communities of color, something the industry denies. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.